This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of people picked up new pastimes during the pandemic. Baking bread was popular for a while. Exercise, also, to name just a couple. And some people escaped to the great outdoors for a slightly more expensive hobby. Boating really took off last year. Sales hit a 13-year high. So we got Jason Constantine on the phone. He is the president and chief operating officer of Black Cove Yachts up in Rockland, Maine. Mr. Constantine, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Good to be on the show.
How is business at Back Cove Yachts there in Rockland, Maine?
Business is wonderful these days. We are seeing an incredible demand in all boat sales throughout the industry, which certainly was born out of, I think, the free time folks have been granted because of this pandemic.
Yeah.
At the same time, however, it's created lots of challenges for us as a manufacturer, and I think it's something all manufacturers are dealing with today.
Well, let's run through those challenges in a minute, but who is buying boats? Do you have, like, newbies coming in and doing it for the first time as a result of the pandemic? Are people upgrading their existing boats? What's the demographic of your consumers?
We're not seeing the newbies, as you say, quite so much in our segment of the market. Mm-hmm. But throughout the industry, we are certainly seeing a lot of new folks getting involved. So we're seeing the impact all the way through.
That makes sense. Am I going to have to take out a second mortgage to buy one of these things?
Perhaps. yeah.
That's all right. Truth in advertising.
Absolutely. Yeah. Basically anywhere from $500,000 up to probably about $800,000.
All right. So it's an investment.
It is.
Talk to me about the challenges, right? Because it occurred to me as I was getting ready for this interview, this is fundamentally a manufacturing story, right? It's American manufacturing, and manufacturing depends on supply chains. And as we have been hearing throughout this pandemic, supply chains almost everywhere are stressed.
Yes. Stressed beyond anything that I've seen in the 18 years I've been in this industry. It's remarkable that we've really had, I feel like, a perfect storm of supply chain challenges. You know, we've heard shipping containers being in the wrong places around the world, mm-hmm. and has, you know, obviously caused challenges in and around the ports. We had the snowstorm in Texas where the bulk of our chemical manufacturing and processing plants take place. So all of our plastic bases and petroleum-based products, along with obviously natural gas and things like that that are required to make the fiberglass. Throw in one of the largest container ships on the planet wedged in the Suez Canal. And we've really got... Quite a challenge with our supply chain.
I laughed, but did you actually feel that Suez Canal back up?
Not yet. We will.
Really?
I think how dependent we are and how interconnected we are on this supply chain around the globe has a rippling effect that takes a fair amount of time. So we're going to be feeling, you know, challenges in the supply chain for the foreseeable future.
Talk to me about foreseeable future. I mean, if I order a boat today, how long do I have to wait to get it from you?
We're looking at 2023 right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it's been wonderful that the demand is there, but yeah, we really are, you know, approaching 2 years out in some instances.
Could you not just hire more people and build boats faster?
That would be the easy and obvious thing to do, yes. However, the labor market isn't any stronger than the supply chain at this point.
Wow.
I mean, from a manufacturing perspective,
sure.
You know, we had our struggles with the labor market. And that was only been, you know, exaggerated by the pandemic. We hear stories of folks, you know, not being able to find work, but you can't go anywhere around town here and not find a help wanted sign.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go. What do you estimate is going to be the time frame to some kind of return to normal for you? I mean, I can't imagine it's normal for you to have 2 year backlogs.
No, it's not. This is a challenge. I think we're going to be certainly throughout 2021 trying to work our way back. I hope this is going to be that moment of awakening, I guess, for a bit of a manufacturing renaissance in this country.
Jason Constantine, he's the president, also the chief operating officer of Back Cove Yachts. They are out of Rockland, Maine. Mr. Constantine, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.